Hello?
Hi, Zurich Request Support. Returning a call back. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for asking. Can I have your zip code, please? Excuse me.
07070.
I'm sorry.
07070.
First and last name?
Criscano.
You said a Chris?
Yes.
And the last name?
Scano.
Okay. And can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't
Okay.
know. I don't know why you're asking this information.
We're customer support, sir. You actually scheduled a call back
For
with
what
us.
company? Yeah, for what company?
Yes, sir. We're customer support. We're a third-party call center. We handle over 350 different products. So I will need you to verify your address for me so I can go the information on the account with you.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable with that because I'll tell you why. My wife called this morning and she gave some information and she didn't get any results. So we had a $67 and some odd cent deduction of our account on Sunday, and I don't have a trace of it. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know why you'd need my address.
Okay,
You
so
have my name. Go ahead.
yes, sir, I do have your first and last name. I just need you to verify your address for me so I can go the information on the account with you, sir, for security purposes. Excuse me. And can I have the last four of the card that was charged, sir?
Hold on. You know what? I don't, I'm not saying you got, you seem like a very nice person, but I feel like I'm being scammed here. Because I never had this happen where someone's calling me up for all this information.
Well, you
And
scheduled a call
I
back with us,
understand.
sir.
Right. Because the only reason why I asked for a callback is because you guys didn't pick up. I was on hold for a half an hour. So that's the reason why I asked for a callback. But
Okay.
I just wanted to know if you were able to tell me with my name. Well, from the computer, what I purchased for $67. You can't do
Okay.
that.
So I'm not
Yeah.
actually able to do that, sir, because I need you to verify some type of information for me. I do have an account pulled up. With your first and last name, but I'm not able to go over any information on the account with you.
I
Excuse me.
understand. You understand what it's like, the state I'm in now, because my card was just hacked last month. You know what I mean? And so I'm a little weary right now. I'm a little punch drunk because I feel like, that getting more and more prevalent and easier to do. On the account, it said that you guys are called Amazing Gardens
Okay.
on my bank. Is that true? Do you represent a company named Amazing Gardens?
Okay. So I understand what you're saying, sir, but I'm not able to go over any information on the account with you until you verify your information for me. Excuse me.
All right. Is there any way I could speak with a manager?
I can get you over to my supervisor, but she will need you to verify the same information. We won't be able to assist you, sir.
Yeah, I just, yeah, okay, but I want to know what you can do without that information.
Okay,
There's
there's
nothing
literally
in
nothing we
it.
can
Yeah.
do. We only thing we can say is that we were able to locate an account for you. I'm sorry.
No, I understand, but you understand. I feel like I'm giving you a hard time, but I really, honestly, I really feel weary about this. Because I don't I know all my purchases. That's my thing. I know every purchase I make. All right, let me think this over. Let me call somebody who's into this kind of this business, and then I'll give you guys a call back. I
Okay, yes,
appreciate
sir,
your
no
help
problem. Thanks
though.
so much for calling customer support. Enjoy one for the day.